You're listening to episode 291 of Women Worldwide. In today's episode, I'm flying solo with three tips to help you answer the question, what's holding you back? So stay tuned to learn more.
Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. Welcome to Women Worldwide. We appreciate that you're showing up, you're sharing, and you're always letting us know how you feel. And that is so important because when you do, we're able to find the people, the professionals who can really motivate you, inspire you, and also give you some really good advice. Now, this is the part of the show that I usually introduce a special guest. Well, guess what? It's just me. I'm flying solo today, and I do have some advice for you to get over your challenges. So I'm going to ask you a question that I asked on social media. What's holding you back? Now, interestingly enough, when I posed that question on social media, I got some likes and some hearts, but not really a lot of comments. And that made me step back. I took a pause to ask a couple questions or to think of it from two different angles. The first angle was perhaps nothing is holding you back and you actually are stepping out of your comfort zone every single day. Well, if you are one of those professionals or someone who is just pushing the limits and challenging yourself, then I want to talk to you. I'm constantly connecting and wanting to meet people who know how to push the boundaries and are doing that for themselves and, of course, for others too. So please connect with me because that is a way that I can learn and we can also share with others what you're doing. Now, the second reason could be that you don't feel like you're in a safe place to answer that question out there on social media and that something really is holding you back. Well, if that is the case, then here's my advice to you, and it's in the form of three tips. The first tip is when it comes to what is holding you back, don't look at the external. Go inward, because I find all too often that externally looking for acceptance for something that you want to do is not going to be there for you. You have to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and know that you can do it and that you want to try. And sometimes we can't get to believing in ourselves because there's so much noise going on that is interrupting our own system of feeling alignment and being centered and having the belief within. So that means you really have to get centered and feel present and open your mind and be able to really fully go within to know that you can do it. So don't look externally. Forget the chatter and all the noise. Look within yourself to be able to take those first steps. The second tip is don't be so serious and hard on yourself. Because when you try new things, you're not going to be perfect. Mistakes are going to happen, and that's how you actually learn. You know, I think about all of the Women Worldwide recordings, and there's a lot of production that goes into the recordings to make it look good and to sound better. If you could only see or hear the Women Worldwide blooper reel, and yours truly how many bloopers I do and how many times I need a do-over with an introduction or something that I'm saying. So I always laugh it off, take it with a grain of salt, and it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like it can be funny. It can be a learning experience. It's okay to make mistakes. So don't take everything to heart and don't take it too personally. And it's okay if you're not perfect, because nobody is perfect. We are human beings. The third tip, and this one is a biggie, is that inner GPS. Listen to your inner GPS, because I don't know if you realize it, but when opportunities come to you, I know this has happened to me in the past, and I'll give you a media example. So earlier in my career, when I was approached to do a TV interview, I would say, oh, I really want to do that. But then I would say, but why me? There are 100, probably 1,000 other experts who could do that interview. And I might be really nervous, or what happens if I don't answer the question right? All the buts set in. And what happened there was my inner GPS, for the first part of my reaction, was saying, I really want to do this. And that's what you have to trust. Because what comes after the but is everything that you negate. It's everything from the external that you see or you think is real, or what you're perceiving in your own mind, that will just knock out that opportunity. So that's why I say, when the opportunity comes, the inner GPS is usually that first reaction. And boy, if that is a happy reaction, then go for it, and don't let any of that external negative and those excuses set in to stop you from trying something new and stepping out of your comfort zone, whether it's the media, whether it's social media, whether it's going to climb a mountain or parachuting out of a plane, whatever it is, trust that inner GPS. So those are your three tips. Believe in yourself. Don't take it too seriously or take anything too much to heart. And lastly, trust your inner GPS to definitely guide you. And now I'll ask you that question again. So, what's holding you back? I hope to hear the answer somewhere on Twitter, or maybe in the YouTube comments. But in any case, I hope the three tips help you. Okay, friends, that's it for today's episode. And I want to thank all of you again for your constant sharing, the conversations, and for helping to grow this network. We appreciate you. So stay well. And you know what I always say, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.